I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News.
The Breeders' Cup Festival is here. It's arrived, and I've got Festival Chair Kip Cornett on the line today. First of all, this is not the Breeders' Cup that we all had hoped for to come to Lexington, but explain how you're adjusting to that.
You know, it's not, Alan, and that being said, we felt like it was extremely important to still energize the city in a safe way, but still in an exciting way. And thank goodness we've had CHI, St. Joseph Health, and the Jockey Club, two sponsors who felt the same way. And we've been able to build, I think, things that people hopefully are starting to notice a little bit more now. But, you know, we are still hosting a world-class event, and we need to make sure that the city feels that way, that we're very prideful, but do it in a way that 2020 dictates that we need to do it.
In that spirit, it gets underway with the Feeders' Cup. So explain that.
Yeah, this is something that we did successfully back in 2015 that was a lot of fun. We had over 50 food trucks that gathered in one location and had some fun with that. But this year, and hopefully as people start to see how Lexington is coming to life around the Breeders' Cup, is we've really leaned into the international aspect of this event. I mean, horses come from all over the world. We are the horse capital of the world. And we thought the spin that we would put on this food event this year was to salute the culinary culture of the 16 countries that make up the Breeders' Cup. So everything from Australia to Peru, Brazil, France, these 16 countries, our local restaurant community that we know could all use a little bit of a shot in the arm, has embraced the idea, and we've got over 32 different restaurants that are participating in the International Feeders' Cup. So if you go to feederscup.com, you can pick from, you know, everything from traditional American fare to Japanese fare, everything kind of in between. But I really tip my hat to the restaurants because they've gotten really creative with this, and people can either come to the restaurants if they choose, or these items are also available for carry out.
All right. And then we move to World Championship Week, which gets underway on Sunday, November 1st.
That's correct. And Sunday, we're going to have very similar to what transpired on the 4th of July, where we will have a fireworks show that will be staged in downtown Lexington, same locale as it was for the 4th of July, and the same protocols in line. We are going to have free parking at the Rupp Arena High Street parking lot. We will have people there making sure that folks park far enough apart, social distance. We're encouraging people to come downtown if they want. You know, Sunday nights aren't exactly packed in Lexington, even when things are normal. So there's plenty of opportunity to come down and watch a really interesting and kind of a thoroughbred-themed fireworks show. So we thought that that would be a great way to kick off the week.
We've got on the line Breeders' Cup Festival Chair Kip Cornett, and we're talking about the festivities for this 2020 Breeders' Cup. Talk about the roving musicians that will be descending upon downtown.
Yeah, starting. So I would also encourage people starting on Monday, the Breeders' Cup has the post-position draw where horses are drawn where they'll start, where they'll go in the starting gate. I would really urge your listeners to go to breederscup.com and see all the different things that are planned there. They're very well aware of, you know, Lexington embraced the Breeders' Cup so well, but folks can't participate the way that they did in 15. But go to that website, and I think you're going to see tons of streaming events and virtual events that will take place all week long. So I think there's a good way, and I know we're all so used to right now kind of following along in live streams and virtual events, that the Breeders' Cup is going to be no different, and they've got some really cool things planned, so I would encourage doing that. And then to your question, though, on Wednesday, we start in really the hospitality core. which is downtown Lexington, all around Tandy Park, all around the Stevens Courthouse, where you have a cluster of restaurants. We'll be adding not only roving musicians. In 15, we had a lot of stationary stages, but again, we've, like everybody else, we've adjusted to the current environment, and we're going to have it. You won't come down to see big bands, but you will be treated to music if you choose to come downtown and either dine or, again, whether it's carry out or you just are coming down to enjoy the heart of the city. We will have musicians peppered throughout the that hospitality corridor, and we also are going to have a lot of local artists, not just musicians, but local creative artists who are going to be creating different works of art during that festival week or the Breeders' Cup week as well. So, a lot of things we're trying to do to, again, just to inject some energy in the downtown area, and also continue to show the Breeders' Cup that we love the event, and we're the one market that'll pull out all the stops to make sure that it's a fantastic experience for them and their guests.
And definitely want to put out there that all the festival activities are going to follow the health and safety protocols as mandated by the CDC and the governor's office.
Absolutely. And we're cognizant of that, and that's the reason we're doing the musicians the way that we're doing it. In everything that we're doing, we have to be aware of that. And the Breeders' Cup, the actual event that occurs on Friday and Saturday will be at a great reduced capacity. I'm sure a lot of folks hopefully remember in 15, there were 50,000 people at Keeneland. It was just an amazing experience. And, again, we're doing the right thing, which is very limited audience. But, again, the reason we've done this festival and we've not decided to hit pause on that and do the things that we've done is for people to be able to enjoy it just in a different way, from a little bit more from the comfort of their homes. And we recognize that. And the one thing I did want to mention is the Breeders' Cup is also very, very well aware of how much we love celebrating this event. And they have awarded the Breeders' Cup to return to Keeneland and Lexington in 2022. So, hopefully by then, we can be back and enjoy it like we did in 2015, but we're not just going to let it whimper in and whimper out in 2020.
Yeah, there's a lot still to celebrate in 2020, especially a great racing right there at Keeneland.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yep. And there will be the competition will be incredible. We think the European contingent of horses will be very competitive. There's horses, again, coming from all over the world. There's dignitaries coming from all over the world. And, I know that we're going to do a great job with the Breeders' Cup, even though it will be very different, but will still be celebrated.
And Kip, I may have cut you off a little bit, but let's definitely highlight the fireworks show a little bit more.
Yeah, it will actually be this coming Sunday. Again, the best place to view it will be the High Street parking lot in front of Rupp Arena. And parking there is free, so you can come there and just enjoy the show from your car, or if you want to sit on the roof of your car or whatever you may choose. And the fireworks will start promptly at 6:30. Daylight savings time is actually this coming Sunday, so it'll be, very dark at 6:30. And we do have, it's a 25-minute show, and the music is very thoroughbred themed, so you'll be able to listen to it on a radio station, as well as the soundtrack that will be played with it. So should be a lot of fun. And again, a good way to kick off the week and let people know that, hey, this is still there's still a reason for us to celebrate this Breeders' Cup, and we can do it in a safe manner. And there's a lot of ways to follow along with it. Again, going to breederscup.com and seeing all the activities that they have.
All right. In the time that we have left, any final thoughts about 2020, the Breeders' Cup in Lexington?
Yeah, I think, again, I would encourage people to attend the events how they feel most comfortable. Again, the fireworks show is something that we think will bring out a lot of folks, but We're going to make sure that people experience that very safely, the same way with our musicians downtown. And again, I think if you come downtown and even drive through, you'll see that we've added some visual energy with the flags of the 16 countries lining up and down Main Street, as well as Vine Street, and a lot of signage in that area, because we are going to have limited guests, but they are our guests nonetheless, and we need to make sure that they see that we know how to do this, and we know how to do it in a challenging environment.
All right. That will wrap it up for this day. Our guest has been Festival Chair Kip Cornett of the Breeders' Cup Festival, and it is on its way to Lexington, and we thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Alan. Greatly appreciate it.